Hello, good evening.
Yes.
Oh, sir, yes. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Pardon me?
Yes, I didn't hear.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, we're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's very important to us. It'll be very brief, sir. Oh, thank you. For example, what would be your year of birth, sir?
What would be my
year of birth?
My birth? 59.
Okay.
59.
All right, sir. And what is the highest level of education you have completed?
12th grade.
All right. And would you say you're of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right, sir. And yes, you are?
But I'm an African American.
Great. All right. And moving on, sir, are you registered to vote or are you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered.
Oh, okay. And when thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Not satisfied at all.
Okay, would you say somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied, sir?
Very.
Okay. How would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you say it's excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. And I want to mention a list of issues. I just want you to tell me two or three issues that you would say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia. For example, I have inflation and the cost of living, public school funding, city serves like trash pickup, healthcare, jobs in the economy, corruption in city government, homelessness, the cost of housing and rent, public transportation, gun violence, crime and public safety, the opioid and fentanyl crisis?
Homelessness.
Okay.
Homelessness. School, the public schools.
Okay.
And what's the very first one you said?
Inflation and the cost of living?
That too, yes.
Okay. No problem, sir.
My wife said, can she add something?
The government.
She said the government.
I understand. Okay, sir. Good. Okay. All right. These questions will be addressed to you since I started with you, sir, but it'll be very quick. I just want to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale of a 0 to a 10. Sir, 10 means that you have a very favorable opinion. 0 means that you have a very unfavorable opinion towards them. You can use any number between a 0 to a 10. All right. And if you've never heard of the person, you can tell me as well. For example, sir, District Attorney Larry Krasner, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him?
5.
I'm sorry?
5.
Okay.
5.
Okay. Police Commissioner Kevin Bissell, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate him?
Police Commissioner who? I thought it was...
Kevin Bissell, Police Commissioner?
Is that the one that was playing?
He the one was just hired by... Ms. Parker, Mayor Parker.
Oh, it doesn't say, sir. What about the Philadelphia Department of Streets, from a 0 to a 10? How much would you rate them?
2.
Okay. And moving on. So your local police officers, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate them?
1.
My wife said a 1.
Okay, so remember, I really appreciate her opinion, but this survey is focused on you, so I want to stick with you. But I'll be quick, okay? Don't worry. I need your response. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes, one then.
Okay, what about Governor Josh Shapiro, from a 0 to a 10? How much would you rate him?
0. Everybody will be on.
5.
Watch out.
All right, and what about Council Member Kenyatta Johnson, from a 0 to a 10? How much would you rate him?
I don't know Kenyatta Johnson.
Okay. And SEPTA, from a 0 to a 10?
5.
Okay. And Mayor Sherelle Parker, from a 0 to a 10?
8.
Okay. And the Philadelphia City Council, from a 0 to a 10?
A 5.
All right. And the Philadelphia Police Department, from a 0 to a 10?
5.
Okay. All right, sir. Moving on quickly. Well, generally speaking, would you approve or disapprove of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia? Would you approve or disapprove?
Right now I'm going to approve because I think that hopefully she means everything she says.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve, sir?
I'm going to say somewhat approve.
Okay. And moving on, would you agree or disagree with this following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government. Would you say you agree or disagree to that?
I disagree.
Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I'm somewhat disagree with that because I think they'd be looking out for themselves.
Okay. Okay, so keep in mind your opinion is the one that matters right now. I'll be quick. Here's a list of issues, and thank you so far for your responses. Here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily life. After each one, sir, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction.
Say that because my lovely wife back here is saying stuff, and I'm agreeing with what she says.
Oh, yes, sir. It has to be with you. It has to come from you, your opinion.
What she said, so that's why I said.
Oh, okay. Well, if you agree, just repeat your response, okay? All right, but I'll be quick, sir, I promise, and thank you for your time. So I was asking, I'm going to mention.
I'm getting out. But what's she up in here?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily lives. After each one, I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10 your level of satisfaction with each. With each issue in your neighborhood. 10 means you're highly satisfied. 0 means you are highly dissatisfied, all right, with this issue in your neighborhood. For example, I have the quality of education in public schools from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate it?
2.
All right. And the availability of good paying jobs from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate it?
3.
All right. And access to affordable housing from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate it?
1.
Okay. And the cost of rent from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate it?
0.
All right. And public safety from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate it?
About a 3.
A 3. All right. And the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate it?
0 sometimes, yeah, this is 0.
I'm sorry, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to say a 0.
Okay, access to public transportation from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate it?
5.
5, okay. And moving on, sir, the condition of roads and infrastructure from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate it?
0.
0. Okay. Moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know as well, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse, I think.
Would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
They're falling behind the cost of living.
Okay. I'm going to mention a list of goods and services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. I just want you to tell me three goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You can choose up to 3. For example, I have personal care, health care, paying your own debt, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, public transportation, rent, recreation and entertainment, gas, groceries, child care, education. Any of those, sir?
I really didn't hear the whole question. No, I didn't.
You want me to read it again?
Just read it one more time.
Yes, I'm just going to mention a list of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. I just want you to tell me 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. For example, would you say personal care, health care including prescription drugs, paying down debt, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, public transportation, rent, recreation and entertainment, gas?
You say health care and utilities.
Okay. Healthcare and utilities, no problem. All right, moving on quickly, sir. Thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? You say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
I'm sorry?
Very concerned.
Okay. And how often do you see a crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say
every day,
a few times
every
a week?
Day.
Every day. Okay.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
Too much.
It's been too much.
Okay. All right. I'm going to mention a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, sir, I just want you to indicate whether you believe that this action makes you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer, sir. We're almost done. So the first one says, close the open. Uh-huh. The first one says, close. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
The first one says, close the open air drug market in Kensington. Does that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
That's not safe at all.
Okay. What about begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets? Does that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Somewhat safe.
All right. And expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries. Does that make you much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Somewhat safer.
All right. Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles. Does that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Somewhat safer.
Declare a public safety emergency in the city. Does that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Not at all safer, saying the truth.
All right. And hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates. Does that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Somewhat safe.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. We're almost done. In a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherelle Parker recently? Like in your own words, sir. What have you seen or heard about her, Mayor Sherelle Parker?
I heard that she was very positive about her actions about as far as fixing the city. And I believe and hopefully believe that everything that she says that she's going to do is true.
All right. Okay. Okay, sir. So good. I have that that you've heard that she's very positive in the actions about fixing the city and that you believe that. Mm-hmm. That she will do everything she says, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem, sir. Well, moving on quickly. So as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. I just want you to indicate 2 or 3 items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You can choose up to 3, sir. I have topics such as remove homelessness encampments, reduce juvenile crime, improve our schools and education, foster small businesses and local jobs, hire more police officers, support more affordable housing, get guns off the streets, invest in community development, tackle the opioid crisis, improve public transportation. Any of those, sir?
Improve public housing.
Okay.
And getting the drugs off the street and do something with the homeless.
Okay.
The first thing you said, the homeless.
Okay, no problem, sir. All right, and moving on, we would like to know, sir, well, I'm going to mention a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After I read each one, sir, I just want to indicate on a scale of 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy. 10 means you strongly support it. 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. I'll be very quick. We're almost done. All right. So the first one says, all right, provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers. From a 0 to a 10, how would you rate that, sir? Keep in mind that 10 means that you support, all right, each policy. 10 means that you strongly support it, all right, and a 0 means that you strongly oppose it.
I would give it a 6.
Okay. What about invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalks, sweeping, and litter removal, from a 0 to a 10?
I'm going to say like a 3.
A 3? Okay. What about invest $119 million in new funding for our city public schools, from a 0 to a 10?
About an 8.
Okay. And add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victim advocates to better serve residents, from a 0 to a 10?
You would have 5.
Okay. And invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives, like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets, from a 0 to a 10?
You would have 5.
A 5. Okay. What about provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness, from a 0 to a 10?
How much go into that?
Oh, yes. Provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness, from a 0 to a 10?
Give it a 5.
Okay, and add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime, from a 0 to a 10?
Give that about a 3.
A 3? All right. Keep tax...
Adding a lot of money. I don't see nothing happening, though.
Right. That's what I'm seeing.
A lot of money.
All this money, and ain't nothing going on. He's still at the bottom of the
barrel. What about... Okay, what about keeping tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers, from a 0 to a 10?
Keeping tax rates
flat.
I didn't hear
flat for Philadelphia taxpayers, from a 0 to
but
a 10?
Flat means the same as what it is?
Yeah.
F-L-A-T, sir. F as in Frank. L-A-T. Uh-huh. Keep it the same. Mm-hmm. The survey doesn't specify, sir, but it does. Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers, from a 0 to a 10? Mm-hmm.
I actually would like that to go down, so I'm going to say a 5.
Okay. And invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city, from a 0 to a 10?
I'll give that a 10. I actually like that idea.
No problem, sir. Well, as you may know, Mayor Parker plans to require...
Did you add quality and affordable housing?
Yes, I said, sir, the last one was invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city, from a 0 to a 10.
Okay, 10.
A 10? Okay.
Yes.
All right, sir. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office and in the pandemic-era hybrid or work-from-home practice. Based on what you know, sir, would you support or oppose ending work-from-home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full-time? Would you support or oppose that?
Yes.
Okay. Would you support or oppose it?
Yes, I will support them going back to work.
Oh, okay. Would you say you strongly support or someone support?
I strongly support them.
All right. And as you may know, sir, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase...
I strongly support that, too.
Okay. I'll be quick, sir. I'm almost done. Well, yes, she will... She is willing to, end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchange can come from private charities. Based on what you know, sir, again, I'm sorry, would you support or oppose a decision to end city support for needle exchange programs? Would you support or oppose it?
I would support her ending needles.
Would you strongly support it or someone support it?
I would strongly support it.
Okay, sir. And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which would keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, sir, would you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools? Would you support or oppose?
What you mean, support around the city of all year long, you mean?
Well, it doesn't specify, sir. It just says, well, based on what you know, would you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools?
I would not support that.
Would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I oppose that.
Okay. Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, how often would you say you watch, listen, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Every day.
Every day. All right. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm just a liberal.
Which, I'm sorry, you said liberal, sir, or conservative?
Liberal.
Would you say very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Very liberal. All right. Do you currently own your home? Do you rent it or do you live with a friend or family member?
Yeah, we own it.
Okay. Which of the following business represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight? Lesbian or gay? Bisexual or something different?
I'm extremely straight.
Do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
Pardon me?
Do you identify yourself as transgender or non-binary?
I don't. I'm just a man, that's all.
Okay.
I don't consider myself transgender at all.
I understand. Okay, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
Yes, I'm married.
All right. Are you the parent or guardian?
We have nine. I've been on the phone a long time.
We're almost done, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your patience. We're almost done. These are the last questions. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
I said we just had about nine of them. And most of them under 18.
Okay, so that would be a yes. All right.
Five of them is under 18.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, sir, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote.
I never voted.
Okay, for who did you vote, sir? I'm sorry, for whom did you vote?
You supposed to call me?
I ain't supposed to let that all know. But it don't matter. I voted for Joseph Biden.
Okay. Well, here are some potential news sources. Just tell me, up to three sources where you get most of your news from, sir. For example, I have Washington Post, New York Times, Fox News, local news stations. Twitter, TikTok, CNN, Philadelphia Inquirer, Philadelphia Daily News, Facebook, YouTube. Yeah?
I normally watch MSNBC.
MSNBC. All right.
And CNN. You watch that too.
And CNN. No problem, sir. Okay, sir. And last year, which was 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Would you say it's less than
$25,000?
Was it less than $25,000? 25 to 35, 35 to 45, 45 to 55, 55 to 65. Okay, no problem, sir. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses, sir. Your answers were so helpful. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Okay.